I'm joined now by Pat Lardner, Chief Executive of Irish Funds, the representative body for the sector. Thank you for joining us, Pat. Can I ask you, first of all, the Minister said they want to try to get, if the legislation is passed, 5% of global equity funds within 5 years. How much money would be involved in that? What kind of scale are we talking about here?
So thanks, first of all, for the introduction. I mean, if we look at globally, there are $3.3 trillion invested in private equity funds globally as of 2014. So what that tells you already is that there is established demand for this type of investing. The European Investment Bank, who visited us in May, explained that they deploy about 1.8 billion of their own funds, which is European policy mandated, into this area. So we believe that there is not only existing demand, but you're building on top of 6,500 funds that we manage or administer in other areas for about 800 fund managers around the world, which already employs about 15,000 people. So really, the nub of this is that there is an existing demand for this type of investing. It builds on a capability that we should have as a major global fund center. And the byproduct of it is that it will create further additional employment in a sector that's already actually performed very strongly, even in the midst of the financial crisis.
Quite aside from the jobs that might come if the legislation is passed and the government is, and the country is successful in winning in this business, aside from the jobs, are there any other spin-offs? Does it mean, apart from tax revenue, does it mean any kind of investment in the country? Is this money that can be put to use, if you like, in further development of the country?
Well, I think, Brian, there's loads of potential spin-off benefits. I mean, what we've seen in the 30 years or so that the funds industry has been here is that when you create the opportunity for an operation to get started here and local management, their natural incentive is to try and grow the footprint of the business. And many of the firms that the minister referred to just previously have actually grown from operations with 10, 15, 20, 30 employees to literally thousands of employees. So we think there are loads of spin-off benefits.
Obviously, a lot of big companies, big financial companies in London are looking at alternative locations within the EU, and Ireland is trying to compete for some of that. But if you look at our position here, what is it that we do not have that, say, a British company or an international company in London might look at Frankfurt and say, Frankfurt is a better choice? Where are the disadvantages here to compete with somewhere like Frankfurt?
Well, I tend to think as a starting point of all the things that we have that are common to the likes of London. Obviously a common language, we've got a common legal system, we've got very good transport infrastructure, we already have pre-existing links. So to be fair, we're actually starting from a point, if we prosecute the opportunity very, very quickly and very effectively, where we can provide solutions for those firms and for those clients who are going to be disrupted by virtue of the Brexit discussion. And as we know, we really don't know how that's going to end up. So we would very much think towards the advantages that we have. And clearly, in the funds industry, as in other areas of financial services, we've been making a very strong proof statement for 25 plus years.
Is there a sense, Pat Lardner, that the Irish regulatory system might be too robust at this point, given their experience with the financial crash, compared to elsewhere in Europe, and that some might see that as a disadvantage?
Well, I think the first thing to say is that we operate a regulated industry. All of our funds are regulated. So it is important that what we do is regulated. It's also important that what the regulator requires is very clear. And it is equally important, given that we're talking about commercial decisions being made in a period of high uncertainty, is that we are as professional, as encouraging, as an engaging of entities looking to seek to either expand their existing authorizations or to look for new ones. And I think in that regard, notwithstanding any of the work that's already been done, we cannot do enough.
Okay, Pat Lardner of Irish Funds, thanks for joining this week.